Okay, Rosh, a couple of things. So today we're starting our 3 shiurim a week. So I think we decided, or Rabbi Tachlan and I discussed, that we could only have one bechina on Pasuk B'Cholov. And that will be at the end of Pasuk B'Cholov. Hopefully in June we'll have other limudim. You know, we usually include Malicha Shkita, even though I don't know if it's officially a requirement, but it's still, I think, very kedai for you to know some basic yesodas. So that's a separate thing. But we'll focus now, but I'd like to point out that even if we don't officially have a bechina now, you should still be doing a chazara. So if you don't do a regular chazara, it's going to get, you know, a lot. And that's the story. Okay.
Rabbi, is there an official date yet for the bechina?
No, there hasn't been an official date for the bechina. It'll probably be like sometime in the end of May or something like that. Right? So, you should be doing chazar because, you know, things add up. Okay. So till now we've been talking about having meat and then milk. Different shitas, what's meat, tafshil, not tafshil. So today we're going to talk about the reverse. What's the story of having cheese first and then meat? So the Gemara says on Kuf Dalar of Beis, Tani Igra Chamua de Rabbi Abba Oof Ugvina Necholim Bapikorin. Rashi Bapikorin Der Hefker Shein Nusar Behem. That you can eat it Der Hefker. So what does that mean, Derech Hefker? Who Tani Lavu Omer Lo Below the Tilos Yadayim Below Kinuach HaPeh. So it means that you, since it's chicken, so normally we would say you need the Tilos Yadayim Below Kinuach HaPeh, which literally means to wash your hands and to do something to your mouth. Let's see Rashi. So Basar Behema, you have to do something. We have to see exactly what is required to do something to your mouth. Wash off your mouth and wash your hands. But since it's only oaf, we're more makel. But if it's not oaf, it's basar, then you have to be machmir to do kinuach and hadocha.
So between the basar and the gvina?
The gvina first, and then the basar.
The
gvina is first, and then is the basar.
Which is the tapshil and which is the...
No, there's no tapshil. The gvina, and then the basar. So the question is, what exactly is kinuach and hadacha? So if you look in the Rambam, on page 9, says the Rambam, Misha achal gvina ocholof tchila, muta lechal achar avosa miyad. So you don't have to wait from Suda to Suda. However, Tzarev Sheyadiyach Yadav, so he says, Yadiyach Yadav, that's washing your hands. the kaneach piv, and you have to do something to your mouth. So what do you have to do? But mekaneach piv, the paso peris. So kinuach hapera, Rambam says, either you eat a piece of bread, or you eat some fruit, and that will cleanse out the mouth. Shaloson ubolom upoltom. Uvichol mekanchim esaper, chutz mitmorim, or kemach, or yirokos. She'ein Eilu b'kanchim yofen. Okay, so these things don't do a good job, but you do either some bread or peiros, and you and you chew it. You also wash your hands, kinuach haradacha, and then you could eat meat subsequent to the cheese or milk. So that is the words of the Rambam. If you look in the Meiri on page 11, so the Meiri says, So he says that maybe the whole requirement of washing your hands is only at night. You have to realize, in those days there was no electricity, so it was night, it was dark, you didn't see. A lot of interesting halachas emerge. You know, the Orchas Chaim, right, in Filchas Purim, what does he write? We don't paskei like this, but he says that Sudas Purim, Sha'ochla Balayla, Lo Yotzo Dechivechavoso, is because it was dark. But if today we have lights, candles, it would be okay. So we don't assume like that, the halacha. We say you have to be bayom. But he said that that idea is many other examples of that concept. Okay. Biggest comment is. So if you look in the Lavush, so the Lavush quotes this idea as well in page 12, the fourth line. Mikol makom tzorach sheyayin yadav shelo yehek dover mehek, kivina lidbak mehek. Tzav kakach im abos av yochum yachach. Bim hu balayla, so he also writes that same idea. That really looking is enough. But if at night, that's when you have to do the rechitza. He says, but we're knowing to wash the hands even a day. You see, the Pasha Pshat, Kinuch al Hadacha, is not like the Rambam. The other Pshat is, Kinuch al Hadacha means you eat the piece of bread and then you rinse out. No, like you go to the dentist, you rinse out. So that's Kinuch, is the Makaneach. Kinuch literally means to wipe. So you take a piece of bread, so you eat it, you assume the milk got wiped onto the meat, so to speak. And then Hadacha is rinsing out. That's not what the Rambam said. But the other pshat he quotes here is V'chachach yadich piv hadochas hapeh. The Rambam says this idea of hadochas yadayim, of the Rambam says that that kinuach is the bread, and hadacha is the tefillas yadayim. But the other pshat is to say no, that hadacha, kinuach is the bread, and hadacha is the washing out of the mouth. What? Yeah.
And
it's your dime, yeah. Yeah, and he says, "Yeshom shaliyachliv lahaktim hadocha kodem hakinuach, hadocha ino moelas klum." Or, in other words, the kinuach should be first. First, you should eat the bread, and then you rinse out, because it's not going to help otherwise. But then he says, Yesh Matirim, you can't switch it. So let's look at the Torah, Vasach the Torah, page 15. He says, "Achol gvina mutar lechol acharav boser miyad, uvad sheyayin yadav yafet shelo yeshum dover meagvina nidbak behem. Fichachim ulayla sheyin yochol ayin tzarech l'rochtzom." So that's those are the sheetahs that we saw, that at night you have to wash the tefillas yadayim. But yom ain't tzarech. And Rabbi the Parrot said, "Yesh l'rochtzom not for yom." And the Rambam learns that kinuach is the eating the bread, and hadacha is the washing of the hands. But the other pshat is kinuach u'sheilus pas yekaneach piv yafeh, and then v'chakach yadich piv b'yayin u'b'mayim. But the Rambam doesn't have that hadachas piv. He holds hadacha is netilas yadayim. And then some say you just take a wet piece of bread and you do it, you can do both at once. So how does it say in Shulchan Aruch, what's off the Shulchan Aruch? On page 17. Ochel gvina mutar lechol acharav boser miyad, uvad sheyayin yadav shelo yeshum dover megvina didbak behem. Kimu b'layla sheinu yochol ayin osam heitev tzarech l'rochtzom tzarech l'kaneach piv ulhadichu l'kinu achu shilus pas chengol v'shirtze achus b'kimcha dada v'im v'chakach yadich piv v'mayim. That's the that we saw, that's the other pshat in the Rishonim. And then the question whether, you know, you have to do it in a certain order, not a certain order, etc. you look here in the Bari of Shulchan on page 18, Nun, Sivkat Nun, he says, he quotes from the Rashash. Here, we can look in the Rashash itself if you want. There, we're here in the packet. Page 14. Says Rashash, right, because if you're just drinking a cup of milk, so then you don't need really need kinuch, you just need hadacha. Just when you eat something that it gets stuck, so then you want to get something to like. Okay, so that's what the Rashash does. That drinking milk just requires hadachas hapeh. But then he quotes the Yisuf Heter, says with five colon, said even if you drink milk, you need both, because he says that. The idea is that it's to take the tam of the milkix, to stop the tam of the milkix. The Isav Heter. That's also here.
Okay.
Yes. And now, so that's the one halakha about having meat, milk before meat. And then we saw the other day the Zohar, so let's look at it again on page 19 in Mishpatim. Right, that was the Zohar that the Pri Chadash quoted, right? Koman da'achil ha'imichlo, z'chaber b'chada shata, chada, b'sudosa chada. If you have milk and meat on the same meal, in the same meal, then it's no good. It's going to be, it's not a good thing. And the Shalah HaKadosh. So the Shalah HaKadosh is the one who really quotes the Shalah. It's kedai to look up all the Shalahs that you see, I tell you. It's a good thing in life. Look up all the Shalahs. But you have to know, like, if people get confused, because there's the Shalah on Torah, and then there's the Shalah on Halacha. It's like 5-6 volumes, the Shalah on Halacha. And the Shalah on Halacha also has Allah Torah. So sometimes you see a word in the Torah, you have to know, like, do you look at the Shalah on Torah, or do you look at the other set of Shalah? So there's a whole, you know, it can be complex. But it's good to look them up, the Shalah. There's a lot of, you know, halachas are quoted in the poskim from the Shalah. So the Shalah says, it's coming up, Shavuos time. Ha'olam nogim lechol b'chag ha'shavuos macholi cholof. Chaka chokhun basar. Lekayim samachtu b'chagecha. Ein simcha b'lo basar. As sarach v'datik l'skadish b'frad b'yom kodesh hazeh v'jumman matar. Zin l'asos kinuach v'hadacha heitev. Because if you can have milk and then meat, you have to have kinuach and hadacha. And then he writes, u'lahafsik v'birkas amazor u'lahamtin shoa. Right, he's a Zohar person. So he says, and make sure that you don't have it in the same meal. You should be mafsik birkas hamazon, lhamtin shah, and then you have a different mapo, and then you'll have the basa. Whereas the Magen Avraham, this is the Magen Avraham I said in this packet, as we said. So he writes beferish. Ain't sorek lahapsik v'birkas hamazon. He says you don't have to. Ain't sorek lahapsik. So the Bear Mayim Chaim says that maybe it's a tolos hadafus. Or he says in the second paragraph, second column. Afshe kozim ogen avram b'zel loshen ayim b'yordeyesh ain't sorek lahapsik v'birkas hamazon. Kumogam ayim b'yordeyeb tolos chadus. Yirish Hashavadi Tzarek Birkas HaMazon, Gam Bim Bivin Al-Basr. Zabor Al-Mayim Be'emes. Efshar Shatol Sofer, Nofal B'tfus Mogen Avram. Because if you look in the Torah's Chatos, he says, "Because of this, we have the Mishnah Mazor. The Yishlach of Vosar Chagvina fill Vosar off. Chagvina of Vosar. So, Okay, so that's the, the Magen Avraham says not that way. I mean, if it's a Tosa Tavus, it's a Tosa Tavus.
Who wants to say it's a Tosa Tavus?
The Be'er Mayim Chaim. Yeah, the Magen Avraham says, aim on page 21. The last two lines. The Ein Tzarech L'Hafsik V'Birkas HaMazon. Yimeinu from the Vina Kosha. Yizar L'Kach Mokho Acheres. We didn't get the discussion of the Vina Kosha. But he says that you don't have to be mafsik. So if you have cheese for the entree, if you say cheesecake, then you'll do your kinuch v'hadacha. Right? We'll have a cracker and some, water, schnapps, whatever. And then you can have the meat. Rav Shach always like to point out that the Ramah says the reason for milchiks during Shavuos is zecher to the Shnei HaLechem. Because we're going to see soon that you shouldn't have the same loaf of bread with milchik and fleishik. So you can have milchik at the meal, you can have one roll for the milchik and one roll for the fleishik. So, so therefore you'll have shtei halachim. But it's pointed out that the earliest source of this, the earliest source, Rabbi Oberlander once wrote a whole mimer on this in the Four Israel. The earliest source for the milchik of milchiks on Shavuos is the Kolbo, that says it's based on nothing to do with the Shtei Halachim and that. It's because Pashak Cholav Dvash Tachas Lashonech. The Torah should be sweet like milk, so Cholav Dvash Tachas Lashonech, so therefore we have milchiks.
But not about the Shtei Halakha. That was, the Ramah has that reason. Yeah, the Magen Avraham has the, well, yeah, the Isa Bezor, also Zayin Shavuot, he used to be Shiva Nekiyim, to be Isha Mataharis, he used to be Shiva Dom Nekar, Nasa Cholot. Yeah, Haydim Midin Lachman. As the Gemara says, the milk of an animal comes from the dam. The dam transforms to become milk. And we do the rachamim, and there's seven shavuot. So the Zayin Nekiyim, where a woman is coming out of anidus. So too, we're coming out of the blood. They're going from blood to milk. Somebody recently, I was speaking in the Gurmazian Minyan the other week, so there was a Rosh Kolol from Eretz Yisrael. He said a pshat, I'm not sure, maybe it was based on Rosh Salanta or whatever. He says, by the Oymer, it says, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyana. So Tamimos is by the what? Is by the Sheva Shabbosos, by the Shavuos. It doesn't say Tamimos by the Yom. So he said over pshat, because the Sheva Shavuos are connected to Zayin Nekiyim. In the Zayin Nekiyim, you have to have all of them. You can't have partial to Zayin Nekiyim. You have to have all of them, so it needs Tamimus. The Yomim, right, the 49 days, is the Memches Kinyone Torah, and then the 49th day to review all the Memches. So when it comes to Kinyone Torah, it's not all or nothing. In other words, if you have, it's obviously it's best to have all of them, but if you have some of them, that's also something. But that's the...
You don't really need to meet us by Zayin Nekiyim. It doesn't come to Kula, right? Or not?
Well, that'll be a question of Zog.
By Zog, you only need Zayin Nekiyim by Zog.
So you do need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so you do need. Okay. Okay, that's a little... Okay. Yes.
When Torah Mechaber said that you should wash your hands, is that part of Hadassah, or that's because it's separate from Hadassah? They also say you have to do Hadassah.
Right. So according to the Rambam, that is Hadassah. According to the others, that's separate. Okay. So now, there's another point to this discussion, and that's the discussion of the hard cheese. Hard cheese. Is there this idea of hard cheese? What is hard cheese, and what's the idea of hard cheese? So if you look... in the Mordechai, he quotes from the Maram Rutenberg. One second. Yes, very true. About hard cheese. So the concept of waiting between hard cheese and milk, waiting the whole 6 hours. If you look, so the question is, where does this come from? What is this all about? Of the hard cheese. So if you look in the Torah Chatas, it says the Mordechai quotes the Mordechai, the Maram Matzapah Machas Givina Ben Shino, Misudal Suda. The Maram Rutenberg once found cheese between his teeth, from one meal to the next.
Shalachal basar ha-gvina, kemo gvina ha-basa. Tidavka basar behem el-chaya, aval basar o-fikyo. Yisuf Heter, Klal Mem, says, im ochal gvina she'enu yoshan shisha chadoshim, o shar min echol, v'yishidot gisvas ha-posu lechum b'yad basar ha-choros. Says, the chumr is only by gvina that was aged for 6 months. But if not, then you can just do kino with landacha and the tila. The mocha gvina yishana vav chadoshim o amus lo midas chasidus linov kekumas maram ki nizbat vein hashinayim. So this is the so it started with the Maram in Rutenberg. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, on page 17, in pay test. Ramos writes, Yesh machmir in a field butzer acha gvina. Chay nogim, shekol gvina kosha enoch limachare a field butzer of. Kmo gvina acha basa. Yesh machil vaymim chasu achyasu kinoch vadach vatiyat zidayim. Mi utov lachver. So it seems, you know, it's a chumra. Yesh machmirin. So the Taz writes in Sifkan Dalet, Peish Lahamti Shei Shos, Hashir Gvina Kosha Shazoha Ramah, Hein Shavro Lashisha Chadoshim. Or Shehi Mesulas. Kolkach. Yachkos Vizav Heter. Worms. Vizav Sham De'ein Isra Bosa Achav Gvina Dalka Tam Bosa Shabepeh. In other words, the Taz thinks it's only, I'll point that out, it's only within the Svara of Rashi that it's, that Basar gives Tom in your mouth. So if you have a gvina that does the same thing, it also should be the same as basa. But if it's al basa ben shinayim, then he doesn't think you'd have to be machmir.
Even though the
ma'aser
was,
yeah. Even though the ma'aser was ben shinayim.
No, the Meisel was by Gvina. And the Meisel were on the Rutenberg. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the 6 hour, 6 month thing? So, a Xerox here. You have in Wikipedia on page 5 state. Swiss-style cheese, like Emmental, are quite the same bacteria. Holes contribute to their aromatic and sharp flavors. In other words, so you have Parmesan, Pecorino Romano. They could be. So it's not, as some point out, it's not a din in the how long you have it in the fridge. It's how long the it's been, you know, the enzymes and the things are forming. As they're put in special rooms and special, you know, see right here, and the aging process. We'll also call ripening. And the enzymes are proactive, but just But if it's just sitting there and you're caught, you know, nothing's happening and you have it for 5 years, that doesn't make it... So he says here, from the Star K on page 7, Parmesan cheese, Romano cheese, these may be hard cheeses. Then you have Swiss, Cheddar, Munster, Mozzarella, not hard cheeses. Cottage and cream cheese are certainly not hard cheeses. So again, it's a chumra, but you know, it's a question whether, you know, do we have these hard cheeses today? Do we not have these hard cheeses today? Do we say? Once Rabbi told me he thought that if Lamaisa, you don't really feel the taste after some time, maybe that's sort of simon that it's not really this hard cheese. So sometimes I rely on that a b'di'evit situation, when they already ate it. But in the chachila situation, if somebody is planning to eat one of these Parmesan cheeses or Romano, and then they plan to have meat afterwards, so then I would tell them to be machmer. So some sort of body for machmer. What did you have?
In Grandma, they have a master, they have a Parmesan shaker. I called everybody about that.
Yeah.
I heard some of the Hebrew grains that they have every Parmesan cheese, and it says on the label that this was aged less than 6 months.
Okay.
Do you have to
assume it was aged longer? Just because it's a chumra, right. So that's what usually I'm more makel when somebody calls me after the fact. Somebody calls me before the fact, more machmer. After the fact, more makel. Before the fact means they already ate it, and now it's time for the Shabbos meal, or it's time for the barbecue, or something like that, or there's some, you know, need. I don't know. He writes here in one of the things I just put. That these hard things, even when they're cooked, maybe still maintain.
Do you have to assume that if you go to the store and Parmesan cheese, that the longer age version versus the shorter age version? I mean, where does that come into account? Like, they're not going to, like, most brands probably, the hang on here, but most brands are not going to list how long the cheese is aging for. So then, it's clearly implying that there's multiple.
Right. So, Rabbi Tuttle said it. You know, the whole thing's people think, oh, it's a real. It made into Shulchan Aruch, so people. But it made into Shulchan Aruch as a chumra. So we give it more machmir on the hakila with somebody. Or as opposed to the, the evidence.
What I'm trying to say is that it should be make up a vino that's aged but not mitzvah. So that only goes that you have one without the other. You could have our vini, so it makes it like those are.
So what happens? Mitzvah means the bacteria causes. Right, and what causes it? Means the bacteria caused it. So it means the process. I think that's what he writes in one of these things.
Yeah, so it's not that just the aging alone
doesn't do it.
Right. So cheeses are aged, but it is. Does that necessarily mean that they're
taking the bill
for the
Right, not necessarily. Yeah, so it's hard to define. As I told you, once Rabbi Badi told me that he thinks if you don't really feel the taste, so then that's a sin, and that's not what they were talking about.
Even in the Parmesan?
Well, yeah, once he told me he's not a bucky in cheese, the other time he told me it's not as far.
Give her a hand of shock.
Assume that Mustafa was the Mustafa. Do
you extend the melted hard cheese? I guess so. That's what it says here. My understanding is that the OU actually, in certain cases, thinks that melted is not coffee.
Okay, as I told you, Lakatkhila, I think the big thing is the mechalik between Lakatkhila and B'di'evit. There was some place in Yerushalayim where they were saying that there was a minig in Yerushalayim. I don't know who has this minig, but that by pizza, to treat pizza like. Yeah, I was once in a pizza store in Yerushalayim, and that's what they were saying. I don't know if they knew what they were talking about. They didn't know what they were talking about. All I remember is saying that there was a minig Yerushalayim. I don't know if there is this one, minig Yerushalayim, or not. Okay, now there's a famous Yerushalmi. From page 23. Page 23. Tafshila olim al shuk shichim is vayima. Amar Yosef hada amra. Ahim da ufam kovet is daite meko kupot tzarech vavar pisas. Sounds like Chinese. What does that mean? So he says like this. The Kermanese says. So it's a mesh. Misha ocham gvina. Somebody cheese. Rosh alachu basa tzarech vavar lechem. In other words, it's the, if you have cheese, now you want to have milk and meat. So not only you have to remove the cheese from the table, you have to remove all the bread that you had with the cheese. Because now you're going to have a fleishik, so now you have to have new bread. Not just take away the cheese, but take away the pieces of bread that were with the cheese. So this is the big shaila, and the Tshuva Rashbob. There was a real quote to Tshuva Rashbob. Quotes this halacha. Feel a pass on the left side, on the top. First word in the line is "ba glosser." Lord, I feel pass only from the gvina. Also, left of the second shechotkin ba basa. If you wrote a tzakinim shumus ba basa covers off an out. Shechotik was a pass. We need back the pass. So, in other words, you're having say quotes that. But you have to get rid of the pas. That's the Orzarua, I guess. Is. Orzarua quotes it also. This is Yerushalmi. So this is the Shaila, and this is brought to Shulchan Aruch. Page 26. Misha Achav Dvina Verote Lech Al Basa Tarach Varma Shulchan Shiyur at Pas. Shachal and Gvina. Shachal and Gvina al Matko Shachal and Batsa. So this comes up a lot. The Sunday morning French toast. Right? In other words, you have leftover challah from Shabbos. Now Sunday morning, you want to take the challah and make French toast with milk. So you're allowed to do that. whether we say that it was on the table with the fleishig meal. So you have to treat it, as we say today, b'cheskas b'sari. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he writes, he says the part that you cut at the meal, so that's the pasak gedola sheyomer is bein machalei palom bein machalei machalei basar nisarin ba ve'ein locha shem enoga ba. So he says this is rakal sheyure chatichas apas. What are you cut? That you can eat with the but the part that you didn't cut from the big challah, so that it's okay.
So I think I think you still cut off the edge of the big challah, meaning wherever that cutting from
before. Yeah. Rav Vadi said a lot has to do obviously with the metzias. If you have greasy hands and then you put your hands on the but so that's what Moshe said, really the part that you actually ate with the cheese, or you were planning to eat with the cheese, you didn't end up eating with the cheese. I mean, on the other hand, you know, today we don't necessarily eat with eat the bread separate, so it's not so pasha. That's another story. We don't, like so, someone said, they heard from Rav David Feinstein saying that in Europe, a fleishig meal meant that you took a piece of challah and you put fleishig schmaltz on it. A milchig meal meant you took a piece of challah and you put milchig schmaltz on it. We didn't have like side dishes. You know, that's what it was about Chazal. The bread was the ikir, because everything was just malafes as hapas. Today in America, we're not some falafel is a pas so much, not a sandwich. But usually, even the Shabbos table, it's a separate thing that you eat. It's not that you're eating it with the basar. So you could say, it's not like we cut off to eat with the basar. That's another tzad to put into the equation.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can say that back then they didn't have flakes. It was all on the same surface. So you had your flesha, or whatever your milk, like, on the same surface as the bread. It was all on your eating. And that's why the rest of the Shulchan continues. Also, that whole Gvina al Nafash al Kubasa.
Right.
So, but now that we have flakes, like, generally put the challah on a tray. So it's not
looking at the surface.
And the food's on the plate.
Right. Yeah, so there could be more coolness here. It can be more coolers. Right. And the Dr. Chuva says, "We say for Yikuf Mayakayim or Kars Katas, Venus Polam, we used to come to the other Shayin, Lahim Oklan, Harbe, the Kasha, Benay, Laptop, Old Kashal, and Tokim, the Pas, and Obi Etzma, and Mokim Shahokhov, or Bosa, Bisaki, and Makura. So he says that sometimes it's not so easy to start a new loaf of bread. They don't have so much bread. So they cut off a piece of the outer etzba, and then they don't eat that with the milk. And then the rest they eat with the milk. So there are a lot of svaras lahakil in this discussion. Okay, so those are the four things that I enumerated here. We'll grab this halacha. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem on Monday. Yeah, to describe, we continue in the next.